to you about this, so bear with us. Let's see. So, did you actually live in Pine Hill Village, or were you just on campus at the time?
Say that again. Was I what?
Did you live in Pine Hill Village, or were you just on campus at the time? You lived there?
Yes.
You did. Awesome. Okay. Was there any what was it like to live there?
I was the men's athletic director and basketball coach.
Okay. So you were sort of like a staff person who just happened to reside in the village. Were you like overlooking sports teams of veterans who lived there, or just sort of in charge of keeping everything orderly?
There was no official designation. We just were, we had a lot in common. We were all young married couples, and enjoying our college life. And as I recall, there were no titles.
Okay, that's
So were you part of a couple, or was it? Did you have a family with you?
Well, I was married. Let me think. I got think when I got married. I believe we were married, and we had we might have had a child at the time.
Okay.
What was it like to live in a family unit on a college campus? Was it strange, or did you feel sort of like you were in a community of other families, so it wasn't weird?
It didn't seem to be a lot different. We had both lived in a dorm for a couple of years, now in our last year of school, or last two, I forget which. It was a different setting, but we all had a lot in common, and we were still on the campus, and it was easy to adjust to living there.
You identified trying to live the college lifestyle. How do you think that your experience differed from students that weren't part of a married couple, or that weren't living in the community?
Well, I would say we lived in the normal college style. We attended all the games, and of course we attended class.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wait, did they have Rotblat at the time?
It really didn't seem a lot different than living in the dorm.
No.
Was your wife also a student at the college at the time?
Pardon me?
Did your wife go to Carleton too?
We met at Carleton.
Did you guys meet in class or just around?
Well, not in class. We met socially, and my wife was from a suburb of Chicago, Western Springs, Illinois, and I was from the west side of Chicago.
Oh.
And so we had that in common, and I think I can say we were both attracted to each other, and we eventually had four children, and we loved Carleton, and we were participants. We participated in socially and educationally and everything we could.
That's amazing. It actually, sounds like it is today, sort of. So I guess not that much has changed.
What was the housing situation like? Like, being so far from main campus, and also, I'm sure it was cold during the winters. What was that like?
What was the housing like?
Yes, yeah.
Well, it certainly wasn't, it was very adequate and very comfortable, and it wasn't, a thrown together operation at all. It was, they were nice places to live and even to raise our children.
Did your children seem to enjoy living on Pine Hill Village? Do you know what they occupied themselves with all day? Did they go to school or?
Well, I think they enjoyed it. I think they had a good bringing up, and I think they liked where they were. But you'd have to really ask them. But I think I never heard any complaints.
Oh, that's good. Would it actually be possible for us to talk to one of your children, if any of them?
Pardon me?
Would it actually be possible? Do you know if any of your children would be willing to talk to us? Because that's one of the components of our project, is finding out what it was like living at Pine Hill Village for the children of veterans or people who are living there.
Would they be able to talk to you? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Well, you could call them and ask. I could give you their number.
That would be amazing if you could.
I'll find it before we hang up. But my son Tim would be 1. I think he'd be the best one for you to talk to.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So we'll grab his number from you at the end of the phone call. But is it okay if we still have some questions for you?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Was it difficult to balance school and family life while you were living at Pine Hill Village and also a student?
Would you repeat that, please?
Was it difficult to balance school and family life, in your opinion?
Oh, no, it wasn't difficult. It seemed to just come naturally.
Good.
I don't think it was difficult at all.
That's so nice to hear.
Do you miss it? Do you miss living there?
Well, I miss Carlton.
What would you and your...
I'm not too far away.
That's true. Right around the corner.
What would you and your wife do for fun?
Pardon me?
What would you and your wife do for fun, or, like, the community?
Oh, what would we do for fun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. We went to the dances and went to all the any of the games that were going on, the basketball games, the football games, and the baseball games, and then we'd even party with the other people who lived in the village.
Oh,
what were those parties like?
What was the what like?
What were those parties like?
Oh, what were those times? Well, they were just, like normal get-togethers, except we all had a lot in common. We were all living in the same place, going to the same school, having the same professors, and doing many of the same activities. So we talked about all those things.
Were any
about
of them...
the games and the teams and our friends.
I see. Were any of the non-village residents invited to these gatherings, or?
Would you you repeat that?
Were any of the non-village residents invited to these gatherings?
No, there were non-residents, did you say?
Yes, like those that weren't living in the village.
Not very often, no.
I see.
What classes did you take while you were at Carleton, or what was your major?
I majored in history.
Oh, cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And did you feel like everybody at Pine Hill Village had the opportunity to really immerse themselves in the Carleton academics, or were the wives able to go to classes too if they weren't specifically Carleton students, do you know?
Ask me that again.
Do you know if the wives of veterans who weren't necessarily Carleton students, if they were able to attend classes?
Do I know if the wives, did you say?
Yes, of veterans were able to attend classes if they weren't necessarily enrolled as students.
Sure.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yes.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, we were wondering about that.
Did you like Carleton overall?
I loved it.
Aww. We love it, too.
Yeah, we do.
I left Chicago to come here to school right after World War II. And that would have been like 1947.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly when Pine Hill Village started.
And I've been here ever since.
Oh.
Very nice.
Were you a veteran yourself?
I love Carleton. Yeah, we had great professors, a wonderful environment for college-age people to grow up in and to learn. It was just wonderful.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, we're experiencing that now. Are you a veteran yourself? Because you said you came after World War II.
I am, yes.
You are, okay.
I was a chief petty officer in World War II.
Wow.
Damn.
I want to cut that out of the recording.
I'm sorry.
And was the transition from Army life to college life, how was that?
What's that?
Was the transition from Army life to college life, how was that?
Would I compare? Well, I was in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was thinking about joining the Marines.
How would I compare the Navy to college life?
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot more freedom in college.
I'm sure.
I can imagine.
Was it difficult to transition?
Was it? No, it wasn't a difficult transition because, you know, it was something that the times demanded all of us to do, to be. You had to be adjustable and to adjust to the time and the place you were.
I'm sure.
Were there appropriate resources for veterans that might have suffered from or had kind of after effects from participating in the war? Like mental health resources.
After effects from the war?
Yes. Like mental health resources / maybe physical.
As to what?
Just any sort of resources, either mental or physical. Did you feel like you were well taken care of?
College and living in college housing was a lot different than being in World War II and being in a barracks or being in at a station and under the charge. charge of various people, so we had a lot more freedom in college than we had in the service. But Carleton was to me, it was and always has been a great place, and I feel very fortunate to have had the enjoyment and the experience of going to school there. And we had great, great teachers, and they taught us a lot.
Yeah, the professors here are still amazing.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
What is your favorite memory in the village?
Pardon me?
What is your favorite memory in the village?
What did I think of living in the village?
No, what would you say is your favorite memory from the village?
Oh, my favorite memory of the village is the friendships we made and the experiences that we enjoyed together. Mm-hmm. By being in the same place and living together. Those are, you know, basically my feelings, and they're good feelings.
How do you feel about
warm feelings?
Yes. How do you feel about the fact that it no longer exists?
Pardon me?
How do you feel about the fact that it's no longer in existence where you lived?
Oh, well, I certainly miss that. I miss those great days that we enjoyed on Pine Hill at Carleton College. But I'm not very far away, and when my children come and see me, we often drive over and go through the campus.